Hello everybody, it's Liz here with Sport. I've got a Stoke story, a Vale story and a cricket story. So my first story is about Stoke, Schumacher to keep close eye on Tesgall. Stephen Schumacher will continue to run the rule over two-goal Emery Tesgall as Stoke City weigh up whether to keep him close this season. Tesgall is the youngest player ever to make a Stoke appearance, coming off the bench as a 16-year-old in 2022, but his first team progress has since been stalled by injuries. Now 18, he got fit to spend the second half of last term out on loan with MK Dons, who reached the League Two playoffs, and he is currently with Stoke in pre-season, leading the line from the start in the first friendly of the summer at Chester on Thursday night. I think that's last Thursday, which would have been the 11th of July. I can't think what month I'm in. He bagged a well-taken brace in a 45-minute run-out of a 3-0 win, and Schumacher said he should have had a hat-trick. Keeper made a good save. That chance was a great chance. He's a young lad who I haven't seen a load of. When I came in December, Emery was just coming back from an injury and he went out on loan to MK Dons for the second half of the season. So I haven't seen a lot of him in training sessions or whatever, so it's been good. He's been really sharp in all the pre-season days that we've done. He's scored goals in every session and he's come in against Chester and scored two. So that's good. Really pleasing signs. There are clubs in the lower leagues who are keeping an eye on the availability of Tesgall and fellow 18-year-old England youth striker Nathan Lowe. Stoke won't rush into agreeing loan exits, and while the transfer clock ticks, there is a chance to show they are ready to step up in Schumacher's pecking order. The head coach said, "I'm not sure yet. Plans will change as pre-season goes. We're only really early into it, and we are looking for forward players. It will depend on if we go forward players. It will depend on if we get forward players, in, and then is that going to hinder Emery's development, and what's the best plan for him? At the moment, his objective is spot on, to impress me and impress the rest of the coaching staff. We need to see more of him. He's a young boy who's had loads of potential and he signed a good contract here. If he wants to stay at this club rather than go out on loan, then he's got a bit of work to do and hopefully he can do that." Schumacher has welcomed three new signings into his squad so far and insists there is relentless work going on behind the scenes to bring in more, at the same time as spinning plates trying to make sure that the squad ends up tight and balanced. Schumacher said, "Yeah, we are looking for front players and a few other different areas of the pitch. The squad is looking strong. We've pretty much got two players at the moment for every position that are fit. We're in decent shape, but we would like to improve the squad further if we can as well." He added, "The quicker we can get players in, the better, because it gives us more chance to work with them in pre-season and be ready for when August comes. We are actively looking. We're working really hard behind the scenes. But we won't bring in signings for the sake of it. I've said from day one that we need to get the right people in, the right personalities, good characters and people who will help to improve the team. The squad is strong, but there will be comings and goings, I'm sure, over the next few weeks. Goings will be important too, as Schumacher tries to keep a senior squad of about 22, leaving space for emerging talent such as Sol Sidibe and Jadon Dixon. There has been speculation over the futures of senior midfielders Lewis Baker, Josh Laurent and Daniel Johnson. Schumacher, when asked about exits happening, said, "Possibly. We've got young boys who have loan options too. It will be a whirlwind, as it always is before that transfer window shuts." And now, sorry to rattle the paper, on to Vale. Midfield buyer signing is a big statement of intent as Vale prepare for season. If anyone had any doubts as to whether Port Vale mean business next season, then the recent summer signings will have dispelled those. George Byers became the eighth new man through the door. Another player with championship experience, Byers has linked up again with Darren Moore, who obviously knows a good player when he sees one. Byers' availability was key, having been released by Wednesday, and Moore was there ready to step in. Once again, it's a 28-year-old, another player to sign at what is expected to be the peak of his powers. That's good news from Vale's point of view. Not only are they signing quality, they are signing quality at the right age. Byers is another interesting one. Having come through the Watford Academy from the age of 7, he signed professional terms in 2014 and stayed 2 years, playing just one senior match against Charlton Athletic. In 2016, Byers joined Watford's Premier League rivals Swansea City, where he played more than 50 times over a 5-year spell, hardly prolific in terms of appearances. A loan move followed to Portsmouth, where he was a teammate of another new Vale signing, Ronan Curtis. In August 2021, he joined Sheffield Wednesday on a 2-year deal and on the club's promotion back to the Championship. An option was taken up to keep him at Hillsborough, but he joined Blackpool on loan in January of this year and played the remainder of last season in League One, turning out in 16 games. Now comes another 3-year deal with the length of contract possibly coming as a surprise to someone who has played so little football in the last few years. Now Vale fans will see just how good he is and whether he can make an impact in their side. There is certainly going to be competition for places in that midfield. In particular, Ben Garrity, Ethan Chislett and Fonso Ojo are the main players you would want to see in and around the team from last season. Then there's Ryan Crosdale, a defensive midfielder who can break up the play and make sure the more creative players are given the ball. With Curtis, Jaden Stockley and Laurent Cholage among the dynamic forward players, Moore seemingly has an embarrassment of riches at his disposal, thanks in the main to being backed by club owners Carroll and Kevin Shanahan. Let's hope all the hard work in terms of recruitment pays off. So let's hope it does. And now I'm on to cricket. This is Staffordshire, and it's the National Counties Cricket Association, the Minor Counties League, basically. And it's what happened to them and where they are. Carr, and that's the Staffordshire head coach. Carr said, "Youngsters did themselves proud in Staffordshire stalemate." Staffordshire head coach Andy Carr says he's excited for the future progress of his side in the NCCA Championship format. As I said, that's National Counties Cricket Association format, NCCA. Staffs were frustrated by the weather in this week's Division 1 East match against Bedfordshire, which ended in a draw. The contest at Checkley saw Staffs on top, boasting a 196-run lead going into the final day, but rain meant no play was possible on day three. However, Carr took plenty of positives from the 1.5 days of action, notably the young nature of his side. Staffordshire handed debuts to 17-year-old batsman Joe Hawkins and 19-year-old seamer Jacob Garlick, and that meant 7 of the side were aged 25 or under, which Carr insists gives great encouragement. "We saw some fresh faces in the team, and that was one of the big takeaways for us," said Carr. "To see that cohort of youngsters that were in the side on merit was brilliant. They didn't look out of place at all, and that bodes really well for the future. We obviously want them to push on to bigger and better things, but while we have them with us, we'll give them opportunities. Jacob bowled really good areas and 80% of his deliveries were where we wanted him to bowl. He's been on our radar for a while now, one of the players we highlighted to get involved. For Joe, it was a fantastic accolade to play in the same side as his brother, Callum Hawkins. He was nervous, but he slotted in at number five and looked perfectly comfortable. Garlick, part of the Warwickshire setup, has been in impressive form for Modershawl and Oulton and recently took six for 53 in an NSSCL Premier A victory over Chetley. That's the North Staffordshire South Cheshire League, NSSCL. And clubmate Hawkins has also shone this summer, racking up 324 league runs for Mod, as well as impressing for Derbyshire Academy. Carr says that league form will continue to be rewarded by himself and captain James Kettleborough moving forward. "We believe we selected the best 12 players available for the game," added Carr. "Unfortunately, because the lads are not under contract to us, we can't tie them down and they may have to work or have other commitments which prevent them from playing. It's an open door in terms of selection and we look countywide when we select our squads." Staffordshire were bowled out for 204 in their first innings at Chetley, but still managed to establish a first innings league. Bedfordshire tumbled to 25 for 6 in reply before rallying to 141 all out. Roy Hayden picked up his maiden 5-wicket haul for the county, finishing with 6 for 22, while new ball partner Liam Hurt claimed the other 4 wickets. Staffordshire then made their way to 133 for 1 in their second innings on the back of unbeaten half-centuries from Matt Morris and Zen Malik. Carr says he was delighted to see Hayden produce his best performance in a Staffordshire shirt. "We know what Rory can do and he's done okay in the league so far this season," he added. "He's not reaped his rewards at Staff's level, so it was nice to see another good performance finally earn the wickets he deserved. His technical ability, his rhythm and the way he went through the crease was really pleasing. There was also a first innings half century from Tom Moulton, who held Staffordshire together. That continued a good run of form for Moulton, who went into the game on the back of a century for the Development 11 in their tie with Worcestershire. Tom has consistently been in the squad for both white and red ball matches," explained Carr. "I'm sure he would hold his hands up and admit that the red ball format is his preferred one. He'd performed well in the development side and justified being called up. He's not batted much at number four, but he has experience of league cricket and he bolstered that position with Michael Hill unavailable. Staffordshire took 9 points from the opening 3-day fixture of the campaign, and with the other match in the division between Lincolnshire and Buckinghamshire also ending in a draw, it's all pretty even, Stephen, after round one. Staff sit out this weekend's round of matches, which sees Bedfordshire host Lincolnshire and Buckinghamshire entertain Suffolk. Staffordshire return to championship action on Sunday, the 28th of July, when they head to Cleethorpes to play Lincolnshire. We can't dictate the weather, but we felt that half a day on the final day could have been enough for us to push for victory," said Carr. "No one has really picked up significantly more points from the games. We'll go to Lincolnshire full of confidence and hopefully we get 3 days of cricket for the lads to settle into." So let's all drink to that and hope we get 3 days of nice sunshine for them to play. And not only that, but perhaps 6 weeks of nice sunshine after all the rain we've had. And that's all the sport from me.